From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The White House has praised a deal aimed at ending the bloodshed in Ukraine. The proposal would require Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych to agree to relinquish some powers and bring the opposition into the government. White House Press Secretary Jay Carney, during a briefing, saying everyone benefits under the plan.
It is in Russia's interest for the violence to end in Ukraine, as it is in the interest of the United States and our European friends, and of course, most importantly, the Ukrainian people. And we welcome the cessation of violence, and we welcome the agreements that have been reached.
Over some anti-government protesters booed opposition leaders who took to the stage today in Kiev's Independence Square to explain the deal. They say Yanukovych needs to go immediately, and they're threatening renewed violence if he doesn't step down this weekend. President Obama will not let go of the minimum wage issue. The president met with Democratic governors today and spoke of a need to raise the minimum wage. NPR Scott Horsley reports from the White House.
President Obama promised to keep pushing to increase the federal minimum wage, which now stands at $7.25 an hour. 21 states already have higher minimums, and at least half a dozen governors are pushing increases of their own. Obama sees this as a winning issue for Democrats. He notes that hiking the minimum wage enjoys broad support among Democrats, independents, and even Republicans.
People, I think, instinctually understand that part of what this country should be about is if you're working hard and taking responsibility, that you can get ahead and that you can look after your family.
Earlier this week, congressional forecasters predicted that raising the federal minimum to $10.10 an hour would lift some 900,000 people out of poverty, but it would also cost an estimated 500,000 jobs. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
California State Senator Ronald Calderon and his brother Tom, a former state senator, have been indicted on public corruption charges by the U.S. Attorney's Office. The pair are part of a powerful political family with connections throughout Southern California. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports.
A Democrat who represents the Los Angeles suburb of Montebello, Ron Calderon is charged with accepting bribes to support legislation that allowed medical fraud by a former executive at Pacific Hospital in Long Beach. The hospital specializes in spinal surgeries that are often paid for by workers' compensation funds. Calderon is charged with voting to keep a law that allowed the hospital to manipulate insurance companies for tremendous profit. He was also caught in an FBI sting when agents posing as independent studio representatives sought tax advantages. Older brother Tom Calderon is also charged with money laundering and conspiracy. The Calderon indictments come after a year-long investigation into local corruption. Both brothers deny all charges. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
Stocks posted modest declines to end the week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 29 points to 16,103. The Nasdaq closed down 4 points. You're listening to NPR. Canada managed to squeeze past the U.S. today in the men's hockey semifinals, the Canadian squad defeating the U.S. 1-0, moving on to the gold medal round Sunday against Sweden. The U.S., for its part, now will have to be content with a shot at the bronze medal when it faces Finland. After today's game in which Canada's Jamie Benn scored the lone goal, team captain Sidney Crosby said his team's defensive squad did its job.
We were able to take away a lot of their offense from just playing in their end and not sitting back, but making sure that we're on our toes and generating things from down low.
Canadian men's hockey team is now in a position to win what would be its third gold medal in 4 Olympics. Now on to Sochi, Russia, where the first doping cases of the 2014 Winter Games have been reported. NPR's Sam Sanders says one case involves a German athlete who tested positive for a stimulant.
Germany's Olympic Committee says they were told Thursday that one of their Olympians had tested positive. They were notified by the International Olympic Committee. According to the German Ski Federation, a second test taken on the athlete also came back positive. Also today, a bobsledder from Italy was kicked out of the games for doping. The International Olympic Committee said it had planned to carry out more than 2,400 drug tests in Sochi, a record for Winter Olympics, and a 57% increase from the 2010 Winter Games. If a medalist tests positive for a banned substance, their win will be revoked. A few weeks ago, a Russian biathlete withdrew from the games before they even started, after she failed a drug test. Sam Sanders, NPR News, Sochi.
When it comes to people using cell phones on airplanes, the government appears to be divided. On the one hand, there's the Federal Communications Commission, which has looked at the issue and does not appear to believe the use of cell phones in flight will interfere with airplane electronics. However, another agency, Department of Transportation, is signaling it wants to keep the ban in place. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.